All right, so we'll say good evening. So continue a little bit on the halachos concerning shliach tzibor for yamim noraim. So the Kitzur writes the following. So the Kitzur says, sorry, we'll continue now, and says, Zayin, vimroesh yesh machlokes bedavar, I'm sorry, sifchas, avel kol shnei masar chodesh achar ave v'imo, lo yehe shliach tzibor ashram yom kippurim. The halacha is that an avel, one who is in mourning for one's parents, during the 12 months of mourning, should not go ahead and be the shliach tzibur, should not be the chazin, should not be the baal tokeh, the one who blows the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, ella im ein acher hagun kamoso, with one exception. If there's no one else who could blow the shofar, or if there's no one else who could go ahead and daven for the amid, then these individuals, in fact, would go ahead and fulfill this obligation, even though, again, they are in an individual state of avelus. So it's interesting, in the Shem HaSanah Ba'alach, he quotes the following case. V'emnase onen shemeso muta lefanov. What happens if the Shliach Tzibor, Chas HaShalom, loses one of the seven close relatives on Yontif? So remember, again, the status between the loss, the death, and the burial is called Aninos. During Aninos, generally, one is exempt from all positive mitzvos. So what happens if the Baal Tefillah loses to his parent on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur? Can he daven for the Amid or not? So I want to show you, this is amazing. See, quotes over here, in the name of many different, the Shals, Chuvas, Rashiban, and others who say, listen to this. So, Ira Maisa, they quote again from an episode that happened. Shachazin na'asa onen, v'hitter lo v'hispala musab yom kippur mishorim. So, the Rashiban permitted this individual to daven for the Amid. Why? Get ready for this. Shashatz hu dugma l'koin gadol b'yom kippurim. V'koin gadol onen makriv v'osav odaso. Such an incredible idea, because the Shliach Tzibor is like the Koin Gadol. And what's unique about the Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol is makriv onen, which means even when the Kohen Gadol suffers a loss, the Kohen Gadol does not leave the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol does not tear his garments, the Kohen Gadol does not engage in any form of external mourning, the Kohen Gadol doesn't even attend the Levaya. Why? Because his job for Klal Yisrael is so important that it sets aside any personal issues. Therefore, says Rashban and others, that the Shliach Tzibor Anyamim Noraim is like the Kohen Gadol, and therefore he has the ability to daven for the Amid, even if he's an Onim. Rabbi Chanan Yiben HaKadosh, on Shmach HaLezakot, says, Yisrael HaFichach, Her Balohem Tormetzo Shneemar, Zanecha Beitzman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.